I have hit the record button. Can we all do a little personal sound test? Jody, you want to go first?
It sounds good, yeah.
Mine sounds good, too. Tim, you want
to... Okay, I'm not fluent on dabba-dubas, but, here I am.
Jax, you want
to... Beep up, love of a scat, man!
Best one of them all.
Word.
Why won't you play the... There it goes. You hear that?
Yeah. Welcome, one and all. Probably just Ian. To the mind-shattering comedy extravaganza. But it's just because it's... I'm your host, Joe Neal. Here in the actual studio with me this evening is Funtime Shags. Say hi, Shags.
Hi, everyone.
Also, for the first time in the actual studio with me is your other host, Jason Mark. He's hardcore. He's like the big bad wolf. He's gonna huff, and he's gonna puff, and he's gonna blow Tim.
Thanks, Jason.
Which is a nice way to welcome comedian to the show. How the hell are you, Tim?
Slobbed well.
Wonderful.
Sloppy who?
Just slobbed well, Jason. Okay, well done. Yeah. Well done.
I always try to tickle the balls. Tickle the balls.
It doesn't go unappreciated.
Yeah, it's like people say anybody can get a blowjob. I'm like, I make the difference. Because if you don't tickle the balls, groan a little. You ever whistle and hum at the same time?
Like that?
Yep.
So we dove right into blowjob, because that's a blowjob, by the way.
Yeah, it's a blowjob.
Whistle and hum, that gets him in the mood, and then you just fuck
that. Interesting that you guys know so much about giving them.
Well, men would know the best ways of
emergence. I'm going to get literary on your
ass. New book.
That play by that guy who wrote that play, Madame Butterfly, Ed Butterfly. Not the musical, but the play. You know, there's that line where the guy says to the woman, he's like, you know why men always play the women's parts in Japanese opera, Chinese opera, some opera that the nation did? Because men are the only ones who know how women are supposed to act.
Hmm. Huh? Take that one?
Gonna pass.
I'm just saying, it makes sense that we're all like, blowjob technique, blowjob technique. And the women are like,
because this is not what we want to do.
Be grateful you're getting anything.
Right. That's why we know how it would be the best, because it's...
Which is true. So every blowjob book that comes out from now on should be by a man. Because women I'm sure
I think we could collectively put our notes together and write the New York Times bestseller.
I think if men just had training for women about how to give a blowjob... Now, you know what? You know what we've gotten down to it? It's just the Tim's game.
You know,
guilty!
I'm going to have to step in and defend Tim here, because I just met his wife, and she's a world-renowned madam, and I'm pretty sure he's not of the game.
Okay, we're going to go right into this.
Look, can I just say real quick?
Go ahead.
Honestly, just for anybody who's out there listening, we talk about technique, but the very fact of the matter is, if a woman's willing to even get close to it, I'm thrilled. I'm just like, I'm glad you didn't bite me.
Did I hear about the first blowjob I ever had?
Yeah, never had one.
Hey! never had a bad one.
Wait,
ever.
Let's get down to brass tacks here. Now, because I have a penis and I know how penis should be treated, and that perhaps means that I can translate that understanding.
Wonderful blowjob. You should be able to give him a wonderful blowjob.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
But the problem is, I'm Joe. No matter how fucking good I'm doing, like, just so enthusiastic about it. Ah, Tim, what do you have? Guess what? I'm a fucking dude. And it was a joke. We know that you're not gay. You have a beautiful wife. She's like the best madam in Dade County, I think.
Clearly.
The thing is, no matter how good the fucking blowjob is...
That's how I met my boyfriend.
That is never going to be as good as just even the most heinous woman on earth with buck tooth,
I don't know,
cross-eyed, ugly, ugly, ugly woman. It's still a woman. You'll be able to enjoy the blowjob. Have I gone too far, Shaq?
The only problem I have is... It's just a little bristly. We're not into that.
Did you have the beard?
I want to move on from this very sophisticated, eloquent conversation to something that's more obscene.
Okay, let me say this. I do have something to say about this podcast anecdote. This is our 49th podcast.
Gosh damn it!
Yeah, 49, which is just like 69 if you add 20. It's a prostitute joke.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway,
get back to the dick sucking.
That's right.
I think
this is also the 1 year anniversary, right? This is our first podcast was 1 year ago today.
Really?
I think so.
What? That's
pretty close.
Yeah.
Holla.
How about that, huh?
JVC's 1 year old.
We've been doing this for a year. We've been doing this longer than some people stay married.
And the fact that you have, like, you know, than listening to your first episode, you already were on like your 10,000th episode. That was really impressive already.
Yeah, because so our this first one episode was our 10,000th episode.
So
No. Now we're in a room with a pool table.
Yeah.
And someone's about to break, and I almost told them no, but then I realized, wait, that's great. Let's do it.
Just real quick, I wasn't listening, and remember I was championing a Windows Media Player. Well, it kept playing. So there's a lot of Roik stuff that just happened over the last several minutes, and we didn't hear it. So when you listen to this tomorrow, Joe, you're gonna laugh your balls off because that was just.
Is it like the whole Roiksopp song?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
That's okay. We used to do that all the time.
Yeah, except that
it's a callback.
Happy anniversary.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Anniversary.
But it's also the bed is playing at the same time. So
I'm wow, really that's chaotic.
Yeah, it's messed up.
Oh, that's,
but it's okay because all on top of the blowjob discussion, which we should not have been having.
See,
why is
things
that?
Work themselves out.
It's just a meta podcast,
like my company.
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple other things I wanted to bring up.
Yeah.
This is true. I'm not making this up. The other day in the mailbox, I got a piece of mail, and on the address, me, it said to Just Me Cousins. I got a piece of mail sent to Just Me Cousins.
No shit.
I did. It also said, is it Just Me Cousins or current resident? But Just Me Cousins was first. Okay. How about that? Have we arrived or what?
Yeah, I just think that means a lot. Like, we are an entity.
We're an entity.
It's not just a fucking joke anymore, yeah. Or a series of bad jokes, as it were.
It's a real thing. Yeah, it was from, like, postage.com or stamps and shit, or wearestamps.com.
You're a real boy now.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, so, and then another thing I wanted to bring up was, my therapist listens to the podcast now, and that's the truth.
That's really your therapist?
Yeah, yeah.
Jason, are you okay? Are you okay, yeah. Jason?
No, look, this is a little bit because
Jason, are you okay?
It's another listener for us.
Yeah.
And now she gives me way better advice.
When?
Yeah, it's a win-win. Raspidone?
Risperidonable baloney?
That's the one, yeah. Getting the good stuff now, so. Yeah, she listened to episode 5, which was the one we were talking about earlier. It had a bag of microphones.
Yeah.
It had a Caspio, the drink we made up.
Yeah.
And here's something that's really making me think that maybe she doesn't know what she's talking about. She said that our voices were great. We should do radio.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, being in the studio face-to-face, you guys definitely have a face for radio.
Thanks a lot. You're ugly, too. I want to say, I'm glad that she listened to episode 5, because, you know, your therapist really needs material to be able to properly evaluate.
Exactly.
And I think episode 5 was really good evidence for your clinical mental illness.
She said that, yeah. She's like,
it's good for her. She can get a full picture of what's happening.
She said she was really relieved, though, because I've been talking about the podcast since day one. And she's like, I thought you made it all up. I thought that you had it.
So let's talk about your quote-unquote podcast. It sounds very entertaining. Yeah. Tell me more.
She's like, I was thrilled to find out Joe's a real person.
See, it turns out you're partially
an imaginary
sane.
Friend.
That's so,
not just an imaginary friend. Exactly. That's validating. It's very validating.
That's what I say. I'm just like looking up how much we pay her, or the insurance company pays her, and it's just, you know.
And this is for Jason's therapist. I'd like to welcome to the show my imaginary friend, Tim. Say hello, Tim.
Hello.
He's not real, but he's funny. Shags is a real person.
Yeah, she's a real person.
Sadly, I am. Mm-hmm. I exist.
You do. So, that's...
God really stuck it to her. Yeah. You know?
God damn it! So much easier when you're imaginary.
It's true. There's at least one person in this room who is glad you exist. I mean, there's actually, the rest of us are as well, but I mean,
You're
not alone in here, right?
Yeah, no. We have a live studio audience tonight, ladies and gentlemen, so I would, can you guys say, like, what's up? Just, like, really quick?
Everybody?
Just all say hi?
Hello.
What's up?
All right.
So our studio audience isn't as enthusiastic as, say, the one for the Cosby Show, but Bill Cosby's a fucking bastard, so we're still doing it.
Well, he also has good stuff.
And Joe did shush them earlier, so they're probably a little chagrined.
Yeah, that's true. I shushed our studio audience.
He shushed.
Fucking lamest move ever.
And by the way, guys, our studio audience is our significant others and our best friends.
That's true.
So fuck that. We're sorry, but seriously, shut the fuck up. No.
And our studio audience is playing billiards.
Yes. But that's real life, guys. Yeah. Let's talk about real life.
Let's talk about real life. So anybody got the athlete's foot? Just me?
I know someone who does. It's called Affy.
I get the gout.
You got the gout?
I get the gout.
Okay.
Suffer from the gout.
I got athlete's gout. That's when you have athlete's foot and gout at the same time.
Stinky and painful.
And painful.
Okay,
That's disgusting.
Yes. Yeah. But here, see, there's athlete's foot, and that's when you actually do enough physical exercise to where you start getting, you know...
unhealthy.
Yeah, it's a problem that's due to too much physical exercise.
So are you saying
you can be walking around on a disgusting...
It's like a good thing? Right? Like, you're like, I have the athlete's foot.
Yeah, well, dude, I am ripped, and I'm dead sexy, I'm slim, I look great, still can't get laid when I take off my shoes.
Right, which is why I do it with my shoes on. No, I think when she said it's when it's athlete's foot, that's when you walked on. I'm pointing at Joe, audio listeners, you can't see. When you walk on a dirty shower floor, that's athlete's foot.
Yes.
When you exercise a lot, that's Shaq's foot, that's the athlete's foot.
Okay, good. So,
I've never been that athletic.
Because I'm an idiot, I almost lost my joke, but let me fucking try.
Alright?
The athlete's foot means that you might have actually been running.
Right.
See, I get this thing that's on the other side of the coin where I don't exercise so much that my thighs get really big, and then my thighs start rubbing on each other and my chode starts getting mixed in there a little bit too, and it all gets chafed up, and my balls are just trying to get away, but they can't. And then that's called... Jason?
A wolfie?
Wolfies, thank you.
It's all Wolfies. Hey, where's that Bluetooth headset?
Oh, it's over here.
Okay.
No,
it's fine. No, you can be where it is. Yeah,
okay.
I thought I heard it, but I didn't. If you got the big thighs, though, Joe, do you ever, like, put on corduroy pants, go for a run, and start a fire? Because I think that would...
Let me just soak in that image.
Did I spell you?
No.
And then it makes you run faster.
At least it's very
dramatic, and then there's like flame coming out of your ass.
Then you don't have to worry about manscaping for at least 3 weeks.
I'm gonna try to turn down the gain just a little bit. We're really hot. Maybe that's better. Okay. Let's see if that works.
Joey gets athlete's feet probably because there's athlete's feet, and the athlete's feet because he spends so much time in men's locker room showers.
That's right.
And he just never leaves.
That's right.
And he orders pizza, he gets his food there, basically he's just waiting there in anticipation
for
anybody to come in and finally take a shower. Just so he can watch. Because you're not gay, you're married.
I'm picturing Joe in a, like, a black
shirt. Here they come! Fucking gay Joe.
Right? And no pants. And you're walking into the athlete's foot locker.
Athlete's foot locker?
Room. Athlete's foot locker room.
The athlete's foot locker.
The athlete's foot locker room.
Go ahead.
And you're like, hey, Steve.
Nice penis.
Nice penis. I'm not gay, I'm married.
So I have a question. What is it like in a men's locker room? I mean, what's the etiquette? What is the like?
It depends on the asshole.
But do you guys?
You mean like it depends on the?
Okay, wait. Let me scratch that even. Let me just go way
scratch
more.
Scratch that asshole.
Yeah. Let me go way more elementary. I have a question for three of you. what is it like?
Good job, babe.
When you walk into a male's bathroom, a men's room, or whatever it's called these days, like when you get in and there's someone like half, you know, finishing up whatever they're doing, do you say what's up?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I know everybody wants to jump in here, but when you said finishing up something,
I'm just saying I don't know.
Well, look, I can tell you that I've been in a lot of locker rooms where there's a bunch of naked men that are kind of posturing and being weird, and I don't like it, but I've never seen anybody just fucking stare me down or staring the wall down and jacking off or looking in the mirror.
If you walk in and you pee, like, do guys say, like, what's up to each other when they, like, come into the bathroom?
Depends on the guy.
Depends on the guy.
Well, do women do that in the women's locker
room? Oh my god, it's like a fucking shit show. We will sit there, we'll talk about our family, we'll talk about what we have
while
for lunch.
Lamest porn ever.
Slower and more interesting.
This isn't about me. I
Dear Penthouse Forum.
I get it. Now, yes, that's right.
When you walk in, let's just say, you're at the mall, you got to pee. You're with your kids, you're with your wife.
Yeah.
You got about a 3-minute window to get in and get out. I know you want to stay there longer, but you can't. It's the holidays.
Okay.
There's other men in there standing in the stalls. What do you as I would like to know, what do you as a person do you head nod each other?
Let's take turns because I'm sure that everybody has an experience that they can kind of relate. But
yeah. Okay.
May I begin?
Please.
Yeah, please.
Look, this is my problem. Like, I tolerate that situation. There's not a whole lot of talking unless there's like, and I'm not kidding, in my experience, it's like a couple of old guys and they're actually drying their balls, looking at each other, talking about something completely different.
What?
Yeah, like leg up on the fucking bench, drying their balls, the ding-dongs flopping up and fucking down, and they're like, so how's your wife? Like,
what?
Shit like that. And it's like, you think, it's like, well, they're just so, somehow,
it's like you said, dong is flapping all over the place, and these are 7-year-old men with the most gigantic cocks you've ever seen. They hang down to their knees, they're gigantic, and they're just flying all over the place,
gravity.
And the conversation is extremely boring. It's like...
But you do talk.
No, they're talking. They're like, so I bought some sandpaper, and it was 40 grit. I needed 30 grit.
That's
I felt really bad about that. So I went back to the store, and hit me that South kid. Yeah. Oh, the purple one, thanks. Yeah. And he's rubbing it on his butt hole.
Do you have the butt crack bomb? Anyway, where was I?
Yeah.
So I was... I
shouldn't have asked this question.
Well, that's guys that are over 70. Under 70. Oh, am I in the way? Sorry.
Now, listen.
Under 70, they're just like, no talk.
Right.
Do not talk. You do not make eye contact. You do not talk.
So you're with me here.
It is not a gay straight thing. It's a man thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay.
There's nothing sexual about it.
No. You don't talk.
Even though there are like 70-year-old elephant trunk looking fucking dongs like helicopters.
Wait. So when you walk in, you don't head nod?
One thing you don't do in a men's locker room when
is
you're naked is head nod because that is literally like, hey.
Right.
Don't head nod,
so
but you can go like, hey,
you point.
But
like
you just don't point at anything. You just put up and
so it's not, okay.
No, there's not a whole lot.
Because if you do just sit there and stare at somebody while they're like, bro, like literally, it's just, you're opening yourself up to just be like, you like what you see? Todd?
Yeah.
What are you looking at, man?
Like, foot tapping is one thing. Staring, even in horror, in another man's ding-dong.
Okay, seriously, if you're in the men's room and some dude walks in and he just walks up to you and just stares at it, doesn't say just stares and kind of growls, you'd be fucking intimidated, right?
What do you do?
It would shrivel back into my body.
Probably.
And I would be frightened.
I'm just asking for every woman in,
it would go away.
Like, what is your bathroom experience like? Because for us, it's like, hey girl, cute
right.
shoes, love the blouse, where'd you get that lipstick? Can you pass me some toilet paper? I'm really fucked up. Can you hold my hair back?
Now, we've got to be on locker room
like,
now. This
like
bathroom
is
a little club.
We make eye contact. We're like, hey, what else you got in your purse, honey?
Your tits
like,
look great today. Thanks for noticing.
Thank you.
Your ass is looking
great. She doesn't appreciate me.
you go into a women's locker room and they're like barfing, they're like, hold my hair back, I got some Pilates later, I do not want to be bulging in my spandex.
Well, the only reason they're puking anyway is because they crushed a freaking whole pizza, and that's just a form of dieting, and that's probably
that's true. This is a true story. I had this bathroom experience, you know, not locker room, bathroom. Because this is something you're allowed to say in a guy's restroom. You're allowed to,
okay,
you're allowed to walk in and go. You walk up to the stall, you unzip, you stand there. You're allowed to do this. You're allowed to go.
That's right. Yes. And that's not communication, really.
No.
It's just a.
It's just like, standing in solidarity of like the relief that you brought there.
We can all be
relate.
We can all understand that this is a relieving situation.
So
it's not me going. This would be really weird if I were peeing and you came in and I went. Ah.
Out of name.
That would be. Yeah. All of a sudden, it'd be like. What the fuck?
That's
yeah. No. This moral would be like.
Yeah.
What are you doing tonight?
This is a true story about something where a guy said more than that to me in a restroom. I was at an Irish theme park. This is Seattle, Texas, where we don't have, you know, I mean, it's not a pub.
Yeah.
They just put some, like, shillelaghs on the fucking wall. Like, oh, it's not Irish, right? And my wife
That's a lot of white people.
Exactly.
If we're going to make fun of white people, let's go straight for the Irish. We're racist, after all.
Pretty much, yeah.
So stupid enough so they actually qualify as, like, less human.
Definitely. What is that?
Champagne. Should we do a toast?
Yeah, let's make a toast before I tell this stupid ass
story. I need to hear this story.
One year anniversary, though.
1 year anniversary, yeah. JBC, 1 year.
Face to face.
Like, right next to the microphone.
Now.
The actual Stelio.
Thank you to our studio audience.
Yeah. So this is true. I was at this Irish pub, and the reason we went there is because my wife, Allison, loves Irish folk music, and I love that the gal who played the accordion in the band wore a short skirt, and you can see her underwear is pink. So we decided to go. And I'm drinking a lot, and I go into the bathroom, which is the one story again. I'm leaning up against it. Audio audience, you can't see me, but I got one arm in front of me. And the guys know.
He really does. I can see him for the first time.
I can feel it.
I'm like leaning against the stall there as I'm going, and I made my sound. And I'm there. I have a watch on. And the guy sitting next to me, he's completely plastered. He goes, what are you doing, timing it? And so I said, because I'm witty, I said, yeah, I want to make sure I got my money's worth from them beers. Which I thought was pretty
that's
good for
witty,
all the money.
Yeah.
And he goes, what are you doing, timing it?
No!
Yeah, he just... One trick pony, yeah.
It's awesome. Did you become friends with this guy? Can we get him on the podcast?
No.
That's fucking comedy genius.
No,
clearly he's got wit. Like, boom!
No, I learned that once if you have sex with a man once, you can't talk to him ever again.
Oh,
okay. If you're heterosexual.
Yeah, if you're not in a relationship.
If.
Right. You can have sex with the person you're in a relationship multiple times, but if you bang once, so.
Now, I am shocked that we have not even been able to get away from... The entire conversation has been kind of ding-dong-centric. Is that a word?
What do you want to talk about instead? I talked about stamps.
Look, let's move away from cocks.
Well, we can talk about the bus. Well...
Yeah, have some respect. There's a fucking lady.
Seriously. Okay, let's move on to a very... It's related, but it's vagina.
This is okay. So we're on bathrooms, really.
Yeah, let's we're bathrooms.
And studio
this is a little
just
bit.
Left by
the by the way, guys, they fucking said
they're not into vagina at all.
No, as soon as we say the baby word,
that's shebang. You know, it's like the word moist for some reason.
Talking about the vagina.
I just can't say moist for
some reason. Don't
somebody.
Worry, guys, I'm here.
We did have a whole episode about vaginas, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
Why wasn't I there?
Now, right? Well, we. You know what? You weren't part of the show yet, but. God damn it! Tim, you seem to be, like, bursting at the seams. You had something to say. Do it.
Well, we're on bathrooms.
Yeah.
We're on etiquette. We're on things that happen. It's a true story. Me and my wife, we like, you know, on our anniversary, we like to, you know, go and get dressed up and hit the town and just hit as many places as we can and just kind of taste, you know, different places. So I went to one of my favorite places, and I walked into the bathroom because I had to go. So I get out of the stall and I wash my hands, and this woman walks into the bathroom, and I see her in the reflection of the mirror, and I go, fancy meeting you here. She goes, this is the fucking ladies' room. And I go, fancy meeting me. Again, no shit, fast forward to today, when I just went to have a nice birthday, like, lunch for myself at a place I've never been before, and I go to use the restroom, and it says men's and ladies' room downstairs. The door is just wide open, so I just walk right in and hit a stall because I had to go to the bathroom. And then I hear the frolicking of female women coming into the men's room.
Luckily, there were female women.
And so I kind of pull my pants up a little bit because I'm self-conscious because I haven't shaved my legs. And I'm just thinking, wow, that's the hairiest bitch I've ever seen. And so, and I'm also just nervous because I realize I made a very cardinal mistake. And
of course.
And so then I finish up and I think I have the clear, you know. And but I was fully prepared because of my original, experience in this. Fortunately, you know, I went out. No ladies were there. I beelined into the men's room and washed my hands. But I was fully prepared to, like, come out and the ladies go, what the? I was going to be like, what the heck are you doing in the men's room? And just be offended. And they go, you're in the ladies' room. Well, fancy meeting.
Oh, my God.
A couple things I want to ask about that story, too, because it was a great story. One, did you say that you left the ladies' room and washed your hands in the men's room?
I'd beelined it out there so nobody would see that I was actually in the ladies' room because I was ashamed of myself.
But you went into the men's room to wash your hands.
Yes.
That's fucking awesome. Two, frolicking female women will be the title of the show.
Yeah, unless something better comes up.
Unless something better comes up. Yeah. We're going to use Knucking Fido.
Yeah.
Based on our text messages today.
It's always best to pull the name of the podcast from the silliness of the podcast.
Yeah. And I am a big proponent for going to whatever fucking bathroom you want. If someone walks in and they don't like the fact that you're in there, fuck them. Don't fuck them.
Right.
I mean, if it's your...
Figuratively fuck.
Yeah, yeah. If it's your wife. You're in the bathroom and your husband or wife walks in and says, I don't like that you're in here. And you both drop shower and go for it. Great. But I'm not advocating for the full body rape of a person for not liking one of their geographic
I'd like voices. To nominate full body rape as a fucking title.
Well, I guess the whole iTunes doesn't like it when you put...
Hey, Harvey!
I don't know how... I don't remember how...
Trying to check. Come down!
Still trying to remember how many times my wife turned to me on the air in the airplane because, like, we were on our way here and she turned to me and she goes, I'm bored. So that was my segue to go, hey, you want to go point this man? I probably said it probably about times.
Did you have sex with your wife in the bathroom at 35,000 feet?
Oh my God, have you guys ever had airplane sex? No. I want to know. No, I haven't.
I said it on a joke because I don't think it's possible. Yeah. I think it's a fucking lie. I don't think people actually do it.
No, people actually do it.
Well, you know, then people cheat like they're on a G6 or on a private plane or whatever. It's like, you know, like there's no one else here. Come on.
Just the pilot. And if he, like, wants to enjoy the show, that's fine. Just don't kill us in the process.
I have seen pictures that people have taken of themselves in airplane bathrooms. Like, I'm going to do a boob selfie, you know. It's like, so I did that. I put it on Instagram. Picture of myself holding my shirt. I got 5,000 likes. Oh, yeah. Picture of my son frolicking. In the sunflowers?
Nothing.
37. Yeah,
37. His son's real cute. One hairy man tit on an airplane.
We're losing our shit.
3,000.
Yeah.
Just stupid. That's... I don't know. Embarrassing. So we're at minute 28:45. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you want to do these ads. I know
pretty close.
Normally I start saying that at minute 30, but our ads are long today.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
So, let me say a few things. We're about to hear, I think, the longest Larco ad has ever been.
You want me to go first?
No. I'm sorry.
No, I think that we could tolerate it.
You could stop me halfway through.
Yeah. How about that, guys? Let's do this Larco ad. And look, it's not like Jason wrote it.
No, that's
Marco sends him the shit. He's got to fucking get through it. And it turns out this is, what did you say? It was like fucking 800. 800 words.
27 words, according to Microsoft Word.
Yeah, and some of those words are like 3 syllables long, so we're in for a fucking problem.
Yeah, here's one. Nakoma. That's a 3-syllable word. Here's another one. Assistance. That's a 3-syllable word. Here's the thing. This ad, just so you know, this, because of the holidays were happening, it, just real quick, 100% different segue, the amount of hand gesture that's been going on this entire podcast, both from people who are doing it more, is so awesome. I can't even, Ian, I really sincerely wish you were here. Really.
Seriously.
Listener, we miss you.
Yeah, 100%, like, we should have done a Kickstarter to put him and his family on an airplane to come here.
Jason, I realized that I actually did an entire joke that was just hand gestures earlier.
You did.
We won't be able to hear it. I did an entire joke.
It was amazing.
One of you said something, and then I fucking went into some jig, and I thought it was fucking hilarious.
It was hilarious.
And, but guess what?
No one will ever see it.
No?
That is a lot of shit.
I know, that's not me. That's me.
So, before the longest Marco ad of all time, I would like to...
Catch up, fuckers.
Again, toast the JBC roundtable.
Yeah,
JBC, you guys, we're actually like here together. I don't know if you guys understand that, but we're all actually physically
in each other's fucking
face.
Yeah,
Ian.
If we were
we
naked,
miss you,
we
would, love you.
One of us would be puking. That's how proximal we are. Anyway, this Larco ad. Listen, this was sent to me by the CEO himself, Larco, whose name I don't know, but he wrote this. Apparently, over the Christmas break, the Larco Boffins, the guys who write this stuff, they were like on break. He's like, well, I gotta fucking ad. So he wrote this. He's like, how hard can it be? This is what he sent. It's sort of memoirish. I think that's why it's long. So he asked me to read it, and that's what I'll do. And it advertises something, although he doesn't really advertise so much as brag. But
can I do an intro for the first time for the Larco ad?
Yeah, it's 2018.
This is what the intro for Larco ad.
Okay.
Larco.
That's uncanny because that's the one I was going to record.
And I'll do it on the way out.
That was so awesome.
Oh, wait, no, that was totally original.
Okay, so this is me channeling the CEO, Larco. Okay,
here. Hi, everyone, shut up.
And feel free to interrupt if it gets long and too boring. Okay, I'll try to read fast.
We will.
Okay, stop.
Okay, here we go. I've never been the sort of person who just goes out and buys something if I can get my design team at Larco to make it for me. But I made a spelling error in the rec, and now I've got myself an electric cap opener. And let's be frank, this thing is completely useless. Nevertheless, I'm not about to let all that R&D go to waste. So I went downtown to do some shopping. I put on my 3-piece suit, the shark skin one with a hint of salmon, a black silk shirt, a tie that the board of directors gave me as a thank you for 2012. 2012 was a great year. I look good for a guy in his late 50s. He's older than that. Anyway, I look good for a guy in his late 50s, shaped like a butterball, going bald. I love when people underestimate me. That's how I get them. No one was going to underestimate me in my shark skin and silk, though. I had my driver drop me at West and 144th and walked a block to Jay's-a-Ray's. Jay's-a-Ray's, think Bed Bath & Beyond, but everything costs about as much as a decent family-sized home in the Midwest. I mean, can you imagine standing there trying to decide between a blender and a split-level ranch in Nakoma Park, Oklahoma? Don't tell me none of the houses in Nakoma Park are split-level ranches, or I'll go there, build one just to make this illustration work, and then jack the price up to a queen bed sheet set or even one of the they got hanging in droves in the front of the store. Talk about overpriced. Tell me shag carpeting and popcorn stucco ceilings are worth 5 years' salary, and I'll call the loony bin on you myself. Where was I? Oh, yeah. West and 145th. Since I walked a block from 144th. That was fun, walking on the street like a regular person. I went into Jay's Rays, bought about a dozen ice cream scoops, some refills for my soda stream, a throw blanket with a sport team logo on it. I forget which one. I was into sports in 2011, when me and the boys from the club were buying and selling shares in each other's franchises. It was like a game, pun intended, to see who owned the most shares in the most winning teams. Kind of like fantasy football, but all that money shuffling put a couple thousand people out of work. Don't worry. We got them all dream jobs scattered around the country. One guy's piling a desk and getting paid to answer the phone once an hour. I've called him a few times myself. Nice fella. That was a lot of movie trivia. Went outside with my purchases, hailed a hack. You look like I do, you don't belong for a taxi. Tried out the electric cab opener, had it on the wrong setting. All 4 doors, hood, trunk, glove compartment, poor guy's lunchbox. Oops. He started apologizing all over the place. I guess he didn't know what it was my doing. I didn't set him straight. Apologetics, less stress than anger on the ticker. And he looked about as old as me, but without the room full of doctors sitting around playing canasta in case I got a paper cut or throw a fly. He asked me where to, and for a second there, I forgot my three assistants hadn't faxed him my whole day's itinerary that same morning while he was having his daily monkey butt coffee. You know that coffee where they give the beans to a monkey and his gastric juices break it down so he cracks it out?
Oh,
it's ready for roasting? My driver has expensive tastes. He used to be a Fortune 500 CEO with his own island in the Caymans, but I talked him into a job after a heart-to-heart about what corporate life was doing to his kidneys. Poor guy was on his fifth and sixth ones, respectively, and the AKF was flush and didn't need any more JV. Oh, the American Kidney Foundation was flush and didn't need any more. He got kidneys because he was donating to, anyway, rich people, huh?
Fucking A, got it.
Oh, and those rumors that I started the American Kidney Foundation, the first nonprofit to earn the equivalent of the GDP of half the countries in Scandinavia, just to put this guy in a position to need us and then need me? Not true. I mean, I'm on the board, but that's coincidence. I don't get off on having billionaires drive for me. Not at all. He's just a fantastic driver. Okay. Finally came to my senses and told the cab driver to drive me home. On the way, I handed him an improved meter. It was, oh, that's another Larco thing. An improved taxi meter. Yeah.
Look at
it. It was way better than the one he had. He was reluctant at first, but I told him to keep it, and I'd pay both meters. He wised up when he realized that while his meter said $76, mine said tuition for all your kids. And I paid both, too. Even tipped him on the 76, but not on the tuition. I'm not an asshole. The end. That's the electric cab opener.
Larco. Soon we'll be making another run.
You outdid yourself.
Thank you,
Larco.
Thank you, CEO Larco. That was pretty good. And yeah. If a professional reader had... We should get the person in this room who is a professional voice person to read Larco ads from now on. And we should also win
the
lottery so we can pay her.
Johnny the Voice would do a good job.
Oh, there's two people in this room who could do that?
Oh, who's the other one?
Is her name Johnny Five?
There is that person, but please, you're calling too much attention to her. We're also very emphatically, like, you know, doing hand gestures.
Yeah.
You can't hear this, Ian.
You can't see it, Ian.
Wait, listen to this. Listen to this.
There's a lot of us here, Ian.
Okay. Joe's all over the place.
There's a lot. There's too much.
You have an ad also, Joe.
I do.
Sorry. And I have an intro for you.
Hold on now, my computer.
Do you like how crackly and crackly my voice is getting? Is it sexy?
Can I say something before I do my ad?
Yeah.
It was fucking fascinating to watch you do a Larco.
It really was, I have to say. Like, in real life.
God damn.
Yeah.
That was great.
I really do all those hand gestures.
Yes.
You're actually inspiring.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate that. And if it weren't for the guy who runs Larco, we wouldn't even have this podcast, so...
I don't think
so. God
bless Larco. To Larco. CEO of Larco. Harvey Weinstein.
I think it's awesome that we're toasting right above the microphone to the levels are like, fuck you guys.
Like, you know what? You know what, guys? Whoever the listener is tonight, or any other night, knows what we're about.
They know what we're about. We don't have to actually make sense or have a thing with the deal and the thing. I'm starting to feel this. Remember I said earlier about drugs and alcohol? Children, don't do drugs.
You know, earlier on, we were with Jason. We've been with Jason for hours now, way before physically with Jason. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Normally we're just auditorily with Jason. That's not a real fun word. But I can tell you, when Jason has his first drink, that's when he has his stroke. And he had his first drink. The sentence that came out was just fucking preposterous. It just crumbled around itself and fell apart. It was difficult. Unfortunately, it wasn't on the podcast. But now, after 5-6 drinks, there's another stroke. Thank you.
And I still want to just thank you, Jason, for being physical with me at the beginning of the podcast. I guess physically...
We were all physical, and if I had my druthers, and if Jamie Jenner was here, she would play the Let's Get Physical video.
video by.
I was gonna bring up Jamie. I mean, I think she's kind of upset.
She's upset because she's basically fired, right?
No. She's not fired. She's a fired intern. But
I just feel like you kind of pared back on her responsibility a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. She's intern fired, you can say.
Okay.
Good news is she doesn't listen to the podcast. She's been upset. Her mother has cancer, which is not true because she doesn't have a mother. But the point is that since Jamie Jenner herself doesn't exist, I can say whatever I want to about her.
I guess you can.
Yeah. But the thing is she would have played an Olivia Newton-John video just now. And it's a video, so you can say
right.
And it would have been Let's Get Physical. And I don't know if you guys have looked at Olivia Newton-John on YouTube lately. I can assure you that it's the same thing you would have seen 2 years ago and 3, 4, 5, because she doesn't make any more YouTube videos. But that woman is, and I apologize for the sexist thing I'm about to say, hot!
Guys, there's a new one. It's called Kylie Minogue.
Kylie Minogue is also hot. You seen her train video? What's the one with the train? Locomotion? Hot! 1988 was a good year for Kylie Minogue. But Joe, you're going to do an ad now, right?
I was just going to say, if you guys keep talking about these, you know, super hot women,
yeah,
I'm going to have to...
It was the quietest part of the whole fucking podcast.
Let's move along.
So, let me do the intro. Do you want to put on your headphones so you can hear the intro, or just want me to point at you like they do it, like Hollywood?
You know what? This is fucking great, Jason. I don't want to hear the intro. I want you to point at me when it's over. Old school fucking radio shit. All
right.
Let's go!
Let's do this. All right, I turned off the background music to bed.
Walk us through it.
And you were doing this an ad, right?
Yeah.
So you want not arguments, but ad? All right.
Oh, please. If you're like me, you take hot sauce very seriously. People who understand real spice don't fuck around with safe and refreshing wimp juice like Pace Picante Hot or Tabasco sauce. This isn't a joke, bitch. If you think Tapatio is a hot sauce, then you're the biggest pussy in the universe. However, if you're a person with integrity, grit, and appreciation for real pain, then try Dave's Insanity Hot Sauce from Dave's Gourmet. If you place the tiniest little droplet of Dave's Insanity onto the corner of a tortilla chip, eating that chip is like smoking a cigar made of dynamite. It literally explodes in your face and in your mouth in like a fucking Looney Tunes cartoon. One chip and you'll look like Al Jolson in blackface. And that's just going in. Dave's Insanity will not wait until you've found a toilet. Dave's Insanity will immediately turn your asshole into a high-powered blowtorch, incinerating your underwear, your jeans, and your asshole itself. Thank you, Shags. Along with 5 feet of strong projected flame, you will also be blasting your own melted entrails and gallons of boiling and smoking blood out of your ass.
Fuck.
Dave's Insanity is so hot, in fact, so intense, that some people say it makes you hallucinate. Well, I wouldn't call it hallucinating as much as slowly stripping away the artifice of our flimsy, socially constructed perception of reality, laying bare before our eyes a truly beautiful and terrifying image, that of the swirling, pulsating, infinitely creative force driving all dimensions of the universe. Fuck, dude.
Yas queen.
You don't even know, man. Dave's Insanity Hot Sauce from Dave's Gourmet. You'll be tripping balls in blackface with flame and blood and shit squirting out of your ass.
You're on.
Okay, crickets.
You heard the crickets?
Wait, is that us?
That's supposed to be a surprise? Okay, yeah, I wanted to mention this. So, because I'm using this fucked up audio player, the crickets happens to follow the new word from our sponsor clip, and I couldn't stop it.
Look, I couldn't ask really for anything more.
It did it at the beginning, too, which was fucking awesome. Also, I want to say...
crickets before the presentation.
I want to say props to Tapatio. Just you mentioned Tapatio. I think that's fucking
sure.
awesome. The Insanity Sauce, my brother... The only thing he has going in his life is that he had it once, and he gave this. He gave it. Okay, this is going to sound racist, and I apologize in advance. He said, "quote I gave it to a Mexican, and he was impressed."
Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
They work at Costco. My brother and his.
Well, that's diversity that's, for yeah. you.
Well, look, Dave's Insanity gave me this copy because yeah. they know that I had tried it before.
Yeah. Yeah.
And. The whole exploding cigar thing actually happened to me.
Yeah.
And by the way, I want you all to know, I want the world to know, that I read this copy and I was like, do we have to fucking say blackface? Like, that's...
Yeah, but you managed.
Blackface?
Well, I mean, I think it was appropriate.
Okay.
I want to say a couple other things. Whoever wrote that ad is a fucking genius.
Obviously.
Honestly, sincerely. And
he's a faceless man. He's a black faceless man.
He's a black faceless. Black, not a black faceless man, yeah. but a black faceless.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. And I'm an award-winning writer. I've literally won awards from my writings. For me to say a writing is good is...
Hey, everybody shut up. Jason fucking won an award. Say
no, not an award. I won several.
Oh, Jesus, he's so good.
Yeah. I won several. But
you guys, he won the award.
I won the award for best writing that we're giving this award to. 2000? And,
oh, shit! Yeah.
What? And
I'm sorry, it's just that I've never snorted before. I've laughed really hard on this fucking really podcast, but I just actually snorted.
I actually have a hot sauce story if you guys want to hear it.
We do.
Real quick, I'll try to tell her. So, my wife, Allison... And I went to this Bavarian town that's near Seattle, Texas, where everything is like Bavarian and Christmas and shit, right? So you walk around in this fake snow and whatnot.
Good food, I'm sure.
Huh?
Good food, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, there's like wieners and sausages and beer. So we're walking around and there's this store we walk into called A Matter of Taste, is what it's called. And I thought that A Matter of Taste referred to the books and things you could buy in there, because like there's a book like 1001 Fart Jokes, right? And I'm like, oh, it's a matter of bad taste. I get it, right? The whoopee cushions and stuff like that. Well,
oh, it's a pun.
Yeah,
oh.
Exactly. Well, I was wrong because it turns out in the center of the store, and I'm making a hand gesture now of a circle, there was this huge table with lots of different sauces and jellies and mustards. And what you do is you walk around, and it's like got little things on the table saying, this is a mustard made out of mustard sauce, and this is a mustard that's made with picante, and its mustard was made by a grandma who died, but that's okay, because she was old. And like,
but they were all supposed to be hot.
Are we sure yes, sir?
Well, there was the mustards, and there was hot sauces, and there were jellies, and then next to each hot sauce, there was a big old motherfucking bucket of pretzel sticks. Right? And so you take out a pretzel stick, you stick it in the mustard, you stick it in hot sauce, stick it in jam, whatever, take a bite and go, that's really good, I'm going to pay $25 for 4 ounces of fucking grandma's mustard and picante shit, right? So you work your way around, and I did that. I was like, fuck it, I'm in Bavarian town, Texas, I'm going to eat every goddamn sauce. Boom, 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 and I get around, and I get to this one, and it wasn't Insanity Sauce, I don't know what it was called, it was called Satan fucking your mom in the ass and she likes it and that makes you feel bad sauce about like that.
Well then.
Yeah.
Seriously. Hold on. There were pool balls bouncing around.
Can you repeat yourself?
God damn it, Jason, that was great. And I need it for a montage later.
Okay.
So will the studio audience please fucking simmer down now.
Alright.
Simmer down now.
This one was called Satan fucking your mother in the ass and she likes it and it makes you feel bad sauce.
Word.
To your mother.
To your mother who likes being... Anyway, so what you gotta understand is that as I'm walking around, all the buckets of pretzel sticks are like half empty or quarter empty, like depending on how good the sauce is, right? Like American vote for a president who won't like let people be immigrant sauce. That was like gone. The pretzel sticks are gone, right?
Yeah.
But when I got around to Satan fucking your mother in the ass, et cetera sauce, they're like the thing, the pretzel sticks, like it was packed tight. Like, people were putting extra pestles in, like, don't fucking try the sauce. I'm like, fuck this shit. I got a cock. I'm going to try it. So I take the pretzel stick and I like
because it's hot.
And I like barely scrape the essence of the aroma of the top of the sauce, right? And I pull it out and like you couldn't with a micron.
Pretzel's melting.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, you couldn't see it on the pretzel stick. I pop them out, I'm chewing it, I'm like, this is nothing. I'm starting to get the heat, right? This is nothing. And you guys can't see this audio, but I'm like, I'm
I wish you could, my guys. Gels. I wish you
it's,
could.
The heat starts to grow, and it's like it's in my whole head, and it's going down my back. I'm like, oh, fuck. And then I go to the front of the store where the cashier is, and they got this huge fucking cooler of, like, ice water, bottled ice water, for $6 each. I'm like, give me three, right?
That's where they make their money.
Exactly. And I'm, like, just throwing this stuff down my throat, and the cashier, she's just looking at me, she goes, and she actually looks at my wife, she goes, yeah, it'll be done in about 15 minutes.
Oh!
Whoa.
So I'm like, are you serious? And I'm like, I'm hallucinating. I'm like, just like, please do whatever you want to do to me. Just make this stop. We go outside, and I'm
You're talking to God.
I'm talking to God.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that the religion was invented by some fucking caveman eating hot sauce, right? By at least one of these Satan fucks your mom sauce.
Please, God.
It was so amazing. And I'm breathing through my mouth, like trying to get cold air on my tongue, and just going on and on. And this story is kind of anticlimactic because then it went away. The end. The point is, Joe, the ad that you read.
It's a good story. I agree with the story. Yeah.
Well, look, that's a great hot sauce story. And
very into freaking hot stuff.
Well, that's one of the reasons why I did that is because Tim and I used to be very, very into hot sauce.
Oh, really? Okay.
We would challenge each other and others.
We would order these wings.
Yeah.
From a place called Fatty J's.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would call in and I'd say, I want the fuck me in the ass hot wings. I would literally say that. Yeah. And they would go,
what? What?
I got
I'm
you.
Sorry.
It wasn't on the menu.
It wasn't on the menu.
Think what he meant.
I want the
hot. So you wanted diarrhea?
I wanted to be manly. And I wanted my butt to cry. Look, this is the point. The point is, we would have these contests and we would. The thing is we would actually have these hot wings and they would actually hurt, kind of burn your fingers a little bit.
Wow.
There, and we had contests.
Jack, you can't leave.
No, she's just making way for the billions.
We would have these contests and our friends would like eat these wings and be like, they'd have one. And then your eyes start dilating and you start getting to that jowl thing where you're and that's just trying to like get you and I think I won
yeah, right.
The contest because I ate six.
Whoa.
And I think Joy was like a very like close second at like four or five.
Four.
Yeah. And I had no respect for my asshole at this time. I didn't care.
In your 20s, your asshole.
It was very perk and very like ready for abuse, just like my entire body during that time. So,
I need to say this, Tim. The thing is, eating spicy food when you're in your 20s, it's a challenge for your face. Somehow, people in their 20s, their assholes can just take all sorts of fucking abuse. Now, as I get older, my face can still take the same amount of abuse, but my asshole cannot. So I'm drinking milk.
Joe.
I'm like, oh.
Joe.
Come on, ice cream.
Joe, I want you to say that again.
Yeah.
I want you to say, quote, my face can take a lot of abuse, but not my asshole.
Please do it.
Say that.
Are you making montages now?
I want you to make
for
a montage. Where you talk about how your face can take a lot of abuse, but not your asshole.
Listen, and I mean it. Back when I was in my 20s, my face
in college.
In college.
Yeah.
In college. Yes.
And with Tim. My face can take a lot of abuse. It's not good, my asshole. But now.
It's
my
like
asshole can't take it anymore.
Well, it's because it's
also listen. Can you also say one more thing?
My asshole can't take it anymore.
Can you also say my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard?
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Damn right, it's better than yours. Damn right, it's better than yours. I can teach you, but I'd have to charge. La la, la la, la. The boys are singing. La la, la la, la.
Back to the core theme.
Thank you to the audience for
the podcast brings all the boys to the yard. That's our podcast now.
That's pretty good. Unless we come up with something better. last 10 seconds.
We can just throw in Joey's trunk butt.
A couple things I want to ask. One, do you think that if you told the potential butt rapist that you just ate 6 super duper hot wings, you'd be like, I'm not getting in there. I'm about to burn my dick off. You think that would work?
We just figured out the perfect inoculation to rape.
Inoculation.
Me too!
Do you need a rape inoculation?
Do you need to inoculate your next rape?
I know that you're really...
Eat too many fucking hot wings from Fatty James. No dick will want to go into your fiery asshole.
That is...
Start pepper spray. Just tell the motherfucker that your ass is on fire.
Yeah.
And go in, buddy. Just have fun with it. And may your dick be with you.
I gotta be honest. If someone said, that was awesome, by the way, may your dick be with you. That's Star Wars. That's awesome. Yeah. I want to high five on that one.
I like that one, Jeff.
May your dick be with you. That might be a good podcast.
Again, you know, you said this many times ago. Look, we're almost to 50. It bothers me that we aren't at 50 already. You know, that's how I feel.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to be at 50.
Podcasts, yeah.
By the end of the year. We didn't do it.
But you feel like you're 50.
Yeah, I kind of do.
His butthole does.
Oh, shit, I totally lost my fucking train of thought. Here's the thing. Shaq's been sitting here having a good time. Heard enough from Shaq.
And I was gonna do that. This is where I was gonna go with the.
What the fuck do you want from me?
There's a lot of pointing. There's a lot of pointing going on right now. This is very serious.
Fingers are pointing in all directions. It's fucking crazy.
So, Ian, you're not here, and then you're the real problem.
Nope. So here's what I was gonna say. All this spicy wing talk. Now, Shaq's, I don't call you out.
All right.
But you are from. Or your jeans. Your jeans.
My jeans.
Are tight. Yeah, your jeans.
Where are you going this? Go ahead.
Your jeans are from a part of the world where people put a lot of spice in food. So I'm just imagining you listening to these white folks talking about hot wings. And you're all like, whatever, fuckers. So do you, what's
the... Okay, guys, everyone, I don't know if you've heard this before, but I don't poop. It doesn't happen.
No, okay.
Never has, never will. Far as the Me Too movement, kind of a witch hunt, a little bit, kind of. I'm gonna go ahead and say it. Fuck you guys for whoever's listening to think that I'm being an anti-feminist. Fuck you. There's a lot of people who are actually being wrongfully accused, and I'm gonna go ahead and say it because I'm a cunt, and there it is. Do I fart in private? Yes.
I'm shocked.
Odorless.
About the fart.
Odorless.
Everything else
but odorless. In the world, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Because this is the best thing.
We got meat, we got poop,
we got farts.
Guys, I've been personally sexually harassed fucking so many times. And there have been moments where I have questioned my surroundings and people and the people that are supporting this person and whatever. I fucking get it. I understand. I know. I get it. But can we talk about something more important?
Okay, so here's the thing. Sorry to interrupt. That was from the heart.
Yes.
And I can make a sexual joke about heart ons, but I'm not going to because I can't think of one. Point is that Shaq is...
It was also from her only fart.
Shaq's...
I just farted, guys.
She farts in private, and she eats spicy food. And that's what I want to do in the last 1.5 minutes of the podcast, is I want to ask you the spicy food thing, because that's where we started. And if, Shaq, you can find a way to turn spicy food and meld it with Me Too, you would be a goddess. You're already a goddess, but you'll be like a goddess plus.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hi. I'm Shaq. I fart. I hide them from the men that I am with. Sometimes I hold them in and it debilitates my life. Sometimes it makes me an angry person because I cannot help but be demoralized by this entire situation. However, if You're gonna fuck with me. You know. You should know that I don't fart. Ever. Now, when it comes to women who are hurting, bitches, go get it. Sister, I got you. But you better have some kind of fucking evidence, because you're wasting all of my time, and I like to see shit on TMZ that I want to see. You're wasting my fucking time. If he fucked you in 2000, I do not care. You wanted it. I know, this is going to come back to bite me eventually, but
no one listens.
We have a listener right now, but no, really, no. Love you guys. I love you girls. Don't let bitches fuck you over, but
after an hour, so we're done. I mentioned earlier that the hardest I ever laughed during the podcast was episode XYZ.
Get her.
Now it's this episode.
Get her.
Dad, you're with me.
I'm just saying! Shut up!
We were steamrolling Shags the whole time. We gave her the fucking mic for a minute.
She just robbed it. She killed it. Not fair.
What happens when you need to be in the room?
And then there's two.
Do you? I always surround myself, but around people that are smarter than me.
Happy anniversary, guys!
Thank you!
Happy anniversary.
Oh my god, thank you.
I'm really surprised that
you're part of it. Here we are now. They were in. Thank you. And, I did twice. Yeah, in the same decade.
So when you pissed me before then, the podcast, and then one other time.
No.
Don't count. Sex. But that's not so.
He has children. Actually,
2000, one child. That was it.
Yeah, well, that was actually.
So there's three times.
Now, Ian, there were a lot of different things that might have been the title. The only way you're going to learn is to go to the fucking website, look at what it's called, look at this crazy goddamn image that he has cultivated somehow from his crazy fucking imagination.
I've got a couple of cattle birds here.
Because we share genes, and I think it's redundant.
What's that? Share genes. I never thought about that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Jack. She's
beat up in front of like,
I was talking about how tight they are. You were talking about like those fighting stars.
No, I started talking about me too. What are you doing?
Now, bitch. No, she's so we have the same grandmother, and then she looks at it for our dad.
That's right.
So then they have half.
Yeah, so like your dad has like one half jersey on.
Yeah.
My dad has the other half on.
Yeah.
They're naked otherwise, so it's really weird because they're kind of they're old.
It's not attractive.
And you're in a locker room.
It's not attractive at all.
You're in a locker room.
Hanging out.
Right.
And they're egregiously drying their balls.
Right.
Talking to each other. There's nothing sexual about it, but it's your
stuff.
About
windows.
Yeah. Anyway,
but
I have
you and I, orgies, but I've got like a pant leg. You've got like the box.
No, we just have like a shred of denim.
Shred of denim.
It's almost like a loin with a bunch of
loincloth.
A loincloth of shred of denim.
A loincloth over our
not very
much. They're massive in as much as you look at mine, you go, that made a kid.
Yeah.
It's always a present.
That works.
Yeah, that works.
That thing works.
It's a recipe thing. You've got ingredients.
Podcast is
over.
No, we're just hanging out.
No, it's still recording.
Oh, fuck you, my screen.
I thought we were just like bantering after the show.
Everybody shut up, I'm doing my screening.
We're having too much fun here, but I'm goddamn, I'm